Please have a seat. Grant Spencer looked at the woman in front of him. Pretty for sure, but that caused her to be even more dangerous and made him like her even less. Her dark, nearly black hair flowed around her shoulders and cascaded down her back, framing her oval face. Deep blue eyes assessed him just like his gray ones did her. Her figure looked just about perfect, with plenty of curves in all the right places. Not enough to be called voluptuous, but too many to be called thin. He looked away, ashamed of where his assessment had led him. Undoubtedly, she'd be used to getting her way and having men line up to gain her attention. Well, he wouldn't be one of them. Yet, he hadn't expected her to be this attractive or this young. When he heard that Linwood had chosen a female for the job, he'd imagine a tall, thin spinster with gray hair, a sharp nose, and a steely disposition. More the stereotypical English teacher look. None of those fit Miss Reed, although he didn't know her disposition yet. He'd reserve that appraisal until he knew her better.
Thank you for seeing me, Mr. Spencer.
I didn't have any choice in the matter. In fact, she had been crammed down his throat. But he'd have to give it to Linwood. He'd chosen his henchman, or woman, well in order to accomplish the task he'd given her. Grant still hadn't exactly figured out her assignment. It had to be more than just to advise him and offer suggestions. She raised an eyebrow at his contentious tone.
I'm not here to cause trouble.
Aren't you? Then why are you here? He could envision her as some kind of business piranha, a real man-eater.
As a favor to Douglas.
Mr. Linwood? He didn't know why he asked, because he knew the answer. Maybe to buy himself more time, or maybe because it surprised him that she used the man's first name.
Yes, he asked me to come as a favor to him, and he can be quite persuasive.
Grant knew his eyes narrowed as he tried to see past her facade. Just how did she know Linwood? He'd only met the man a couple of times, but the businessman he remembered would be old enough to be her father. How old are you, Miss Reed? She looked surprised at his abrupt change of topics, but a smile of amusement tugged at her lips and shimmered in her eyes.
I'm 26, and you?
He suddenly realized how inappropriate the question might have sounded. He cleared his throat. I'm 30. Well, he did have a right to know who he'd be dealing with. That's young to be a troubleshooter. He turned the conversation back to her.
Is that what Douglas told you? That I would be troubleshooting?
That's what it amounted to. He didn't tell me much, just that you were coming to turn the company around and put us firmly in the black. He couldn't have hidden the disdain in his voice if he'd wanted to. But frankly, he didn't care. She might as well know up front how he felt.
I'll try.
Her voice sounded soft and humble, but she didn't fool him. Condescending would likely be a better term. Linwood wouldn't have sent her if she wasn't made of steel.
But I see myself as more of an advisor.
He laughed, but it came out more like a snort. Advisor. Yeah, right.
Listen, Mr. Spencer.
She leaned forward as if to emphasize the importance of what she wanted to say.
We should work together for the good of the company.
It is in both our best interests if this publishing firm succeeds, right? Of course he wanted it to be successful. He just had a feeling she'd want to take a different avenue to get there than he did. The decisions I've made were with that in mind.
Sometimes, someone with a fresh perspective can see things the person who's been in charge for years cannot. How long have you run Gaylord Publishing?
As the sole executive officer for 5 years, but I worked with my father as second in command for 4 years before that.
Yes, I saw where your father sold the family business to Douglas right before his sudden heart attack and death.
Grant grimaced. He knew she would turn hard-nosed at some point. Both those facts remained a sore spot with him. He still missed his father terribly, and the fact that he'd sold Gaylord Publishing against Grant's protests still rankled.
I'm sorry.
Miss Reed sounded sincere, but he wouldn't take anything she said at face value. He wouldn't let her fool him.